Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Get ready, buckle up. 3 hours of a great show coming up. We'll have Jim Burling of the Pacific Legal Foundation talking about the Supreme Court arguments today in the case against the vaccine mandates. We'll have Justin Olson, Arizona Corporation Commissioner, candidate for U.S. Senate in Arizona, talking about the vaccine mandates and the voter theft, the voter fraud in Arizona. We'll have Dr. Robert Malone back again in hour number three, the inventor of the mRNA technology used in COVID-19 vaccines, to talk about this mass formation psychosis and to ask him who sabotaged and suppressed the early COVID treatment with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Before I get to all the news of the day, and there is a lot, I want to read you my commentary that will be nationally syndicated this weekend, coming out with Creator Syndicate. It is titled, My Debate with an ICU Doctor About the Dangers of the COVID Vaccine. It's so easy to win a debate with an ignorant liberal. They have no facts. They have no brilliant oratory. They just name call. After my national TV interviews last week explaining how the COVID-19 vaccine is killing and injuring thousands of Americans, I received an email from an ICU doctor. He called me a moron. Below is my reply, filled with common sense, logic, facts, and most importantly, real science about the dangers of the COVID vaccine. Needless to say, the doctor never replied. That's what liberals do. They run away at the first sign of common sense, logic, facts, and science. Real science. His name is David. Dear David, first, I read and answer all my own emails. I'm answering you personally. I don't engage in ignorant terms like moron towards people that disagree with me. Second, this country and world is filled with both unvaxxed and vaxxed who are sick with COVID-19. It's a nasty and contagious flu. At this moment, almost every vaccinated person I know is sick with COVID. In Germany, over 96% of those with COVID are vaccinated. In Denmark, over 90% with COVID are vaccinated. Third, study after study from around the world shows that the COVID vaccine damages and weakens the immune system, thereby making it more likely that the vaccinated will get sick with each successive variant. That could be why so many people right now with COVID are vaccinated. Fourth, if the vaccine is so great, why do deep blue states like New York have massive COVID outbreaks? New York City just set the all-time record for COVID infections in a day of any city in the world. New York right now is almost 30% of all the COVID cases nationwide. How could this happen if vaccines, masks, and lockdowns worked? Fifth, if the vaccine is so great, why are there far more COVID deaths in 2021 with the vaccine than in 2020 without it? Sixth, as an MD, why don't you pay attention to the VAERS reporting system? It's been the gold standard for decades to identify if any vaccine is causing more harm than good. This COVID jab, according to VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, has killed over 21,000 Americans. That's separate from the cardiac arrest, strokes, blood clots, and permanent disabilities. And this jab has caused a staggering 1 million adverse effects. These numbers are from VAERS, compiled by the CDC. Seventh, Are you aware Columbia University researchers found that VAERS is vastly underreported? They say you must multiply by 20 to get the accurate number of deaths and injuries. So according to the math of Columbia University researchers, there are actually over 400,000 deaths and millions of injuries directly from the COVID vaccine. How could you doubt VAERS? Pfizer's own research showed 1,200 deaths from the initial first few weeks of their vaccine rollout. That's Pfizer's reporting. Anyone who wants the vaccine should get it. It's called choice. They should thank President Trump for the availability of this vaccine. The rest of us who are relatively healthy and are relatively young have a 99.9% recovery rate from COVID. No one should be forced to vaccinate, mask, lock down, lose their job, or close their business in America. We have choice, and we take risks every day. Certainly everyone should agree no baby, toddler, child, or teen should ever be forced to take this jab. As a John Hopkins study proved, the risk of a child dying from COVID is literally zero. Out of 48,000 childhood cases of COVID that they studied, not one healthy child in America died of COVID. Just a few children with childhood cancer died. I've had COVID. It was gone in 48 hours after I took ivermectin, plus antibiotic, Z-Pak, plus mega dose of vitamin C, D3, zinc, and quercetin. Plus I received intravenous vitamin C. Worked like a charm. Gone in 48 hours. Mild. I now have immunity. No one with immunity needs to vaccinate. The risks far outweigh the benefits. I make healthy lifestyle choices. I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-immune system. In India, the government ended the worst COVID outbreak anywhere in the world by handing out free packets of ivermectin plus vitamins. COVID went away literally overnight. Deaths dropped to virtually zero. That's exactly what America should have done and should be doing right now. There are dozens of studies around the world proving the efficacy of ivermectin and HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, as antivirals versus COVID. I wish you well. I hope I've opened your eyes to the alternatives out there. I know what you see each day in your ICU, the sickest of the sick. It's tragic they have no access to ivermectin or HCQ, plus vitamins like C, D3, and zinc. Early treatment in the first 3 to 5 days with this combination would almost guarantee few would ever wind up at the ICU where you see them, and it may already be too late. It's important to allow different opinions and questions. If science won't respect or allow discussion or debate, it's no longer science, it's just propaganda. I'm doing my best to keep America healthy. I know you're doing your best. God bless. Wayne Allyn-Root. So I took the high ground while he called me a moron and told him I think he's doing his best. I know he's trying his best. But I sure stuck the knife in a few times, did I not? I think the best knife sticker in that response is, I wish you well. I know what you see each day in your ICU, the sickest of the sick. It's tragic that they have no access to ivermectin or HCQ plus vitamins like CD and zinc. Early treatment in the first 3 to 5 days with this combination would almost guarantee if you would ever wind up at the ICU where you see them and it may already be too late. Ooh, stick the knife in and twirl it. Pointing out that in India they had the world's worst COVID outbreak and it's gone and nobody's dying. And in America, lots of people are sick, lots are hospitalized. Thank God quite a few less percentage-wise are dying, but still way too many are dying. If you just handed out ivermectin or HCQ plus antibiotic plus vitamins free to everyone in America. See, that's what Joe Biden should be handing out. Not a COVID test. A packet of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine plus antibiotic plus vitamins, particular C, D3, zinc, and quercetin, and a multivitamin. Hand that out, and this whole thing would have been gone long ago. So it's kind of a misnomer when I title this my debate with an ICU doctor, because there is no debate. He called me a moron, and I believe he used the F word too, if I remember correctly, in like a two-sentence idiotic email to me. And I answered back with reasoned, brilliant facts and science. They can't take that. And I'll tell you what else I think is important. I think this will be my next commentary. Most probably. If not my next, it'll be one of my next one or two. I want to write a commentary titled, Mr. President, the vaccine numbers are rigged exactly the same as your election was rigged. See, Trump believes the election was rigged and stolen. No debate allowed. He knows he won. So do I. I agree. The election was absolutely rigged and stolen. The same people are rigging the numbers from COVID. Don't you see that? It's Democrats. It's Biden. It's the CDC. It's the FDA. It's government agencies. It's Fauci. All the people that ruined his presidency are the ones that are staging this. COVID's real. The response to it is a joke. Hand out ivermectin and vitamins, it'd be gone. It would have been gone in a month or less. But just as they try and ban talk of a stolen election, ban any talk of Detroit, where the vans arrived with fake ballots in the middle of the night, of Philadelphia, where they covered the windows with pizza boxes so nobody could look in while they were counting fake ballots. Atlanta, where they said there was a fake water main break. There wasn't. Sent everyone home and they brought out bags and luggage and opened up and there, voila, fake ballots. And they ran them through the machine 100 times each. Maricopa County in Phoenix, where I think the fraud might have been worse than all of those. But you're not allowed to talk about that. How about Georgia, where they ordered a million mail-in ballots that were delivered like the day before the election? They knew they could never use any of them. What were they going to use them for? They used them after the election to steal the election. Pennsylvania was probably the worst of all of them because Trump had an 800,000 lead in Pennsylvania. And Josh Shapiro, the attorney general, he's a freaking crook. This is an opinion show. It's my opinion that he was in on the steal. My opinion. He said before the election, doesn't matter how much Trump's up, we're going to win. He has no chance. He has no chance in a state where there were like a million signs in front of every house, I love Trump, and not one Biden sign in the whole damn state. Pennsylvania was Trump country, won by 800,000. Those same people that are banning you from talking about it in the newspapers, they're banning and blacking out the Hunter Biden laptop. Those same people are banning you from telling you that the vaccine is killing people.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Hi,
folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive in their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
So here's the choice. Some people...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the Root Dome. The Root's on fire. This show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Comes to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City. Greatest city in the world, and broadcast all over this country by USA Radio Network. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, as well as capitalist evangelist. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercise and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle. I've never gained the fat or the weight back. Look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look thinner, happier, better looking, 10 years younger, 15 years younger. I hear so many great things. And it's all because of John and Chelsea Jubilee and Energized Health. Thank you, guys. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials or call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Tell them Wainwright sent you and get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Call 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. So here are those things I was quoting in my column that's going out this weekend. New York reports the highest single-day COVID death since the mass vaccination began. And 130 people died of COVID-19 on Wednesday. 62 of them in New York City. 130 in New York. 62 in New York City. That's the largest number since mass vaccinations began. But again, they only count COVID deaths. They don't count heart attack deaths. They don't count myocarditis deaths. They don't count strokes deaths. They don't count blood clot deaths. 11,000 people are hospitalized, the highest total since the peak of the pandemic in spring of 2020 in New York. So what do they do in New York? They all vaccinate. They all wear a mask. Everything's locked down. New York's positivity rate currently an eye-watering 22.30%. That's New York State. New York City's positivity rate is nearing 30%. The city of New York now accounts for half the hospitalizations of the entire state. And worst of all is the Bronx. Remember, I tell everyone I'm from such a rough town. I'm from Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. Mount Vernon is basically an extension of the Bronx. You take your life in your hands walking around New York, Mount Vernon High School when I was a kid. You take your life in your hands walking around certain areas of Mount Vernon and certain areas of the Bronx. But right now in the Bronx, the positivity rate is near 50%. One out of every two people has COVID. Everybody's vaccinated in New York. Everybody's masked in New York. Everybody's locked down in New York. Everybody's scared in New York. I mean, it's unbelievable. The Bronx has almost a 30% positivity rate overall. But the Fordham, Kingsbridge, and University Heights neighborhoods are at 47.3%. Holy crap! It's almost 50% testing positive for COVID. Incredible numbers. Well, that's not because they're unvaccinated. That's not because they're not wearing face masks. It's because they are vaccinated and they are wearing face masks. They're wearing that dirty mask over their face. And then talk about the lies of COVID. Justice Sotomayor falsely claims over 100,000 children are in serious condition in ICU hospitals because of COVID. Total, complete lie. What a liar. I mean, you can't even believe the lie. The CDC on Friday said 4 in 100,000 children admitted to hospitals are infected with COVID. 4 in 100,000. She said over 100,000 children are hospitalized with COVID, many on ventilators. Meanwhile, the children are in the hospital with COVID, not because of COVID, and they are very unlikely to need a ventilator. How ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, and I believe the exact number released by the CDC today is like 3,400 children are in the hospital in America with COVID. 3,400, not 100,000. Liberals lie about everything. That's why they're able to look in the mirror, as Solinsky said, whatever you see when you look in the mirror, blame the other guy. They call us misleading. All they do is lie and lie and lie.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is considering the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on large employers and a related case involving mandates on healthcare workers at facilities that receive federal funding. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor falsely saying that over 100,000 children are in serious condition, many of them on ventilators due to COVID-19. A Georgia judge sentenced three men to life in prison for the murder of Ahmed Aubrey, whom the men confronted and killed while he was running in their neighborhood in early 2020. Travis McMichael and Gregory McMichael, each receiving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. William Roddy Bryant Jr. was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1 pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you can only find a war like this in the good old United States of America. And if you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. That's the sponsor of this segment of the show. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root with the all-important weekend best of the best. I called America's top 10 with the most important, outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. How do you get my weekend best of the best, America's top 10? Well, first of all, you can go to my website right now, rootforamerica.com. And right there at the website, click on videos, and at the top is my video podcast. So that's number one. Number two, so it's a video podcast, well as audio. And if you want the audio podcast, it's available to download after the show today at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. There's an audio version and a video version and of the exact same thing. And if you like to watch visually, you got it at rootforamerica.com. Our guest is Jim Burling, Pacific Legal Foundation's Vice President of Legal Affairs. Today's a big day because there was an argument in front of the Supreme Court about the vaccine mandates. It appears, according to several conservative websites, including Fox News, that the judges appear poised on the verge of overturning Biden's vaccine mandates. But I don't trust the Supreme Court. I don't trust Justice John Roberts, the Chief Supreme Court Justice. I don't trust him as far as I can spit at him. Let's find what a brilliant legal mind like Jim Burling thinks. Jim, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be with you.
So what did you hear today as you listened to the opening arguments? What do you think? Which way are they leaning, in your opinion?
I think they're leaning, at least with the mandate on employees of companies over 100, to get rid of it. I think that's because they're very skeptical that Congress gave the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, the power to do this. As was said in oral argument, this has been around for 50 years, and they've never come close to having a mandate that goes as broadly as this one does, 80 million people. And it's not clear that the statutory language gives them the authority. And I think the conservatives were very skeptical. Now, Roberts, probably a little less skeptical, but he would have to bring another conservative along with him. And for the OSHA mandate for the employers, I don't see that happening. Now, the healthcare mandate for healthcare employees, that's a closer issue.
So when you say a closer issue, I mean, did you get some feeling that some of the specific named justices are in one corner versus another corner? What did you see?
Yeah, I saw justices like Kavanaugh concerned that, you know, there is, with the health care mandate, there are 15 Medicare and Medicaid statutes that they referred to that talk about protecting health and safety. So at least they're talking about something specific to protect health and safety that could possibly include mandates. There's also concern from a justice like Thomas, who is concerned that, you know, the people in here arguing the case are the states, not the healthcare providers, not the hospitals, not the clinics. They don't seem to be involved in this case enough. And there's some concern of whether or not this case is really being adequately argued by the states. So that one is a little closer. I mean, I'm still think that it's likely to fall aside with the other one, but it wouldn't surprise me to see if the court splits the baby on this. And for the vaccine mandate for all employers with over 100 employees, that one goes away. But the one for the healthcare workers, that one may stay in place. Although the attorney, especially the attorney from Louisiana, made some very strong arguments that, look, if this goes into place and we have a significant number of employees in rural healthcare, small hospitals and small clinics out in the boondocks, they're going to have to close. This is going to destroy health care provisions for rural Americans, and maybe that's going to be as costly as any problems from having the COVID spreading more for the supposedly lack of vaccines.
Right, and you can see that. It's happening right now. It's not even like it's a guess. It's happening all across America. I hope someone brought that up. I mean, I was at an airport waiting for a business associate to arrive, I would say 3 weeks or a month ago, and I opened up news site. I forget which one, but it was a newspaper in Boston, and they said that Boston has flown 5,000 patients who are seriously ill out of the Boston area to other adjoining states like Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and Rhode Island because they can't handle them because so many people quit over the vaccine mandate. There aren't enough nurses or support staff in the hospitals. So this was a month ago in Boston, a very liberal, deep blue state. I got to think in the South, in the Midwest, in the Southwest, in conservative states, I got to think lots of people have quit, are going to quit, will be fired, and there's going to be nobody left. When you go to the hospital, you need, 100 people to watch the patients. There might be 30 left. They're overworked. They're exhausted. They're going to quit. There's going to be no one left to do the job anymore if these people aren't careful.
No, that's a real concern, and that was raised by the attorneys for the states and for the business people that, look, we're having people quit right and left. And this was raised. Now, the government, their argument was, well, we looked into this stuff and we had statistics on these five pages of the Federal Register, and we only think 1 to 3% of the people are going to quit. But if you're on the edge already, 1 to 3% in a rural hospital, that could make or break you. And that's what the attorneys today were pointing out to the court.
All right, so even though I'm the host of the show, I'm sure I'm just as confused as my listeners about what is up for debate. Can you describe again for us, Jim Burling, what are the – there are three different ones. There's the healthcare workers mandate. There's the employers over 100. And then is OSHA a third one, or OSHA is part of the employers 100 or more?
OSHA is the one for employers over 100 employees. That's the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. They're the ones that govern workplace safety rules across
the country. So there's only two.
For pretty much every business.
There's only two.
So there are two,
right?
Well, those are the third in the wings, which wasn't argued at the court today, and that deals with federal contractors. Anybody who employs anybody with a contract with the federal government, they're being brought into this mess as well.
And you know what's
missing? That's the third one, but that wasn't argued today.
Well, you know what's missing is how about any mandates anywhere in America that kids in school have to be forced vaccinated? You've got to be kidding me. So how come no one's brought that yet? Or you're probably going to tell me they have, but it hasn't wielded its way to the Supreme Court yet. Is that right?
Well, the school mandates have gone through, and they have generally failed. There is a 1905 decision from the Supreme Court that said the state of Massachusetts could require people to get a smallpox vaccine or pay a fine. And so the courts that are looking at this saying, no, the states can do this, local schools can do this, but we're worried today about the federal government. Well, the vaccine mandate that we talked about of 1905, that was for smallpox. Smallpox killed 30% of the people that got it. Okay?
This is a 99.9% recovery rate, but for kids, it's 100%. That's not Wayne Root talking or being as misleading as Sotomayor was today, right? She was totally misleading today. She told a total lie, and Fox News caught her on it. She said 100,000 kids in America are very sick in ICUs, and many of them are on ventilators, and it turns out that's completely untrue. I mean, like, such an exaggeration, it's the whopper of the year. And so
She said, I'm not being dramatic. It's just the facts. Well, I don't know where she gets her facts from, but not
she's
where
CNN, obviously. Yeah, CNN or MSNBC. They lie about everything. I mean, they just lie about everything. It's crazy. So summarize for us, what was argued today. What stood out in your mind?
What was argued today was, first of all, the question of whether or not the federal government has authority to – has given – the federal agencies this authority. Congress has to write a law that the agency follows. And the question is, did Congress write a law specific enough to allow the vaccine mandates to go through? The second question is this such an emergency that you can get rid of the normal process for having regulations? Normally, when you have a regulation, you have a notice and comment period. People get to send in their comments. the administration will think about them, they'll write about them, and then they come out with the administration. Here they came out with the regulation first, and then they're saying, well, we can talk about it later. So that's the second question. Was it such a big deal that they had to get rid of all the normal processes for going through regulations? And the third was, is this such a major question that affects 80 million people in the workplace that we really need to have a greater degree of specificity from Congress than we normally do in most regulations because this is such a big deal? And lastly, should the Supreme Court issue a stay? Should it stop these now or should it let this go into place tomorrow? On Monday the 10th is when these regulations start to go into place. Should we let them go into place and argue about it later at the lower courts? So these are the issues. Does Congress have the authority? Was it such a big deal that the authority has to be really specific? Do we have to have a is it emergency authorization to get rid of the normal regulating comment period? And is this such a big deal that we should have a stay today or at least by this weekend to stop the regulation from going in place on Monday?
So my last question for you, Jim Burling of the Pacific Legal Foundation, is what's the timing of these kind of responses? I saw that they literally said, is it okay if we take a couple of days and we answer on Monday as opposed to right now on the spot? And the government was arguing, no, you should answer right now. I thought I read something specifically like that, yeah?
Yeah, so what was going on was that Justice Alito said, well, what about a temporary stay? What if we just put this off for a few days? And there is some precedent for that, but normally when the Supreme Court holds an argument, it takes months for them to decide. But there are exceptions. When it heard Bush versus Gore, the election case many years ago out of Florida, it held argument, and within a day or so on the weekend, it came down to the decision.
Yeah, they should do that here, don't you think? You know what? We got to run, Jim. We're up against the break. I'm assuming we're going to hear something over the weekend or by Monday. I'm assuming it'll be a quick one. Give me a yes or a no. You think so?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good. Jim Burling, Pacific Legal Foundation's Vice President of Legal Affairs, our legal go-to guy. Thank you, Jim. God bless. Have a nice weekend. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right. It is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
So here's the choice. Some people...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. One thing I didn't discuss with our last esteemed legal guest, the Supreme Court has gone insane. I didn't see these articles till just now, or I would have discussed it with him. Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor, crazy over the vaccine. She says, why is a human being not like a machine if it's spewing a virus? And Justice Breyer goes cuckoo as well. He suggests vaccines in mass would prevent 100% of coronavirus infections. Liberals are insane. You do understand that, right? They live, what was that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus? It's like we live on Mars and liberals live on Venus. They're insane. It's the religion, the cult religion of the vaccine and the mask. They're nuts. Here's Breitbart fact-checking the deranged justice. Justice Sotomayor claims Omicron just as deadly for the unvaccinated as Delta. Verdict, false. While Omicron's highly infectious, deaths and hospitalizations have been far less frequent. Let's see, are there other ones here? I'm trying to look through on the run. I can't. There's just too much here. She has a whole bunch of things she said. They all turn out to be false. Remember, she said there were 100,000 children. We have over 100,000 children in serious condition in hospitals, many on ventilators. And White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, who I hate with a passion and who I believe is really a mass murderer and should be convicted, just said Wednesday that multiple sources of now preliminary data indicate a decrease in severity with Omicron. Fauci cited a study from Ontario, Canada, that found the risk of hospitalization or death is 65% lower among people infected with Omicron compared to Delta. and the risk of the need for admission to an ICU with Omicron is 83% lower. Here's some more. Justice Sotomayor, during the oral arguments, claimed COVID deaths are at an all-time high. Lie. Claims Omicron has been deadlier than Delta. Lie. Claimed 100,000 children are hospitalized with COVID. Lie. Said OSHA's regulatory authority is a federal police power. Lie. This is, liberals just lie and lie and lie. And here she says about a machine. She's comparing us to a machine. She says, why is she talking about the OSHA mandate for businesses with 100 plus employees? Why is a human being not like a machine if it's spewing a virus, bloodborne viruses, she said. So in other words, she's saying if it's spewing them like a machine, we have every right to tell you to do whatever we want you to do. You know, I mean, that would be Adolf Hitler's advice, too, wouldn't it? And you can't tell me, see, I'm a Jew, you can't tell me I have no right to compare this to the Nuremberg trials or to Nazi Germany or to the things that Hitler ordered, because this is comparable. This is a experimental, for emergency use only vaccine that I have seen the numbers from around the world. I've seen the facts. It kills people. It injures people. It disables people. Not everybody. Maybe 90% are okay. 10 are dead or very disabled for the rest of their lives. The other 90 may all be dead in a year or two. Or maybe not. You don't know and I don't know. Because there were no long-term studies done. Who would feel good about injecting themselves with no long-term studies and no control group? So Sotomayor, who I've always hated with a passion, who's known as strident liberal, she made a query during an exchange about whether OSHA requiring businesses to mandate mask wearing as a preventative coronavirus measure is different than OSHA mandating mask wearing when sparks are flying in the workplace. Keller answered those machines are presumably unique to that workplace before Sotomayor injected her remark comparing people to machines. The justice also said the OSHA mandate's not a vaccine mandate because of the masking and testing option. There's no mandate here for vaccines. There is a masking mandate. It's no different than we tell people if there are sparks flying in the workplace where workers have to wear a mask. That's no different in my mind than this. So this is not a vaccine mandate. There are costs and dangers and other things countervailing to the fact that there might be 1 to 3% of workers who leave. These are crazy people. First of all, nothing she just said makes any sense. She's ruling on a vaccine mandate, and she's saying because of something she says, it's not a vaccine mandate. What the hell is she talking about? It is a vaccine mandate. It's an OSHA vaccine mandate, unconstitutional. And she's saying it's not a vaccine mandate. It's more like a mask mandate. I don't even know what the hell she's talking about. When we get back in the second hour, I'll lead off with this Novak Djokovic, who is literally like a prisoner in an Australian hotel. He's the greatest tennis player in the world, maybe the greatest tennis player ever. And he's in a hotel that is filled with cockroaches and rats and illegal aliens and disease and COVID. They've locked him in there because he's unvaccinated, even though he got permission to land in Australia and play in their Australian Open. Number one player in the world. He won the Australian Open 9 times. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko and his wonderful new vitamin Z stack. Studies prove that it reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID, a combination of hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc. And he was the guy that developed that. Well, this is not that. This is vitamins. But it's the same guy who had that amazing combination he put together. He's put together an amazing combination of vitamins. All natural, no drugs, called zinc, Z-Stack, with zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D. Just 2 capsules will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula. Vitamins to keep your immune system strong. Go to RootForAmerica.com, my website. See the big Z for Z-Stack near the top? Click on the link and you're on your way. RootForAmerica.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
93.